This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can join us here toll free. Our number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melody,
and Mark.
Of course, you can join us online anytime you want, so head on over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features you'll find there on the website. Completely free, like archives that go back for a decade. So, as always, there's stuff in the news to talk about. Coming up, Adamo Freeman, who just got out of jail on a $5,000 bail, which was reduced down from $75,000 bail for the alleged crime of, or as we would say here, victimless crime, of possessing 26 pounds of marijuana, ostensibly to sell it. He's been charged with trafficking and possession, felony counts. They dropped one of the charges. Anyway, he was sitting in jail for 6 weeks. He's still awaiting trial on these charges. He's finally been indicted, but the other judge, so he saw a different judge, and that judge reduced the bail. So now he's out, and that's good. But while he was in, he was doing some writing from inside of jail and doing some reading, of course, because you get a lot of time for that kind of thing in jail. And one of the books he read was a Gandhi book with some Gandhi quotes in it. And it's kind of changed Adamo's perspective on things. And I want to share his piece. We're going to get to that coming up. But first, Glenn Greenwald over at The Intercept writing about Donald Trump and his war on terror. Remember when Donald Trump was, you know, either running or just elected, he had said that he doesn't support nation building. He wanted to reduce the U.S. government's involvement in world conflicts. He talked about a new era of peace, but at the same time, he also
said I would bomb the F out of him.
He also said he was going to go after ISIS.
Yeah.
So that he didn't want to do nation building and wanted more peace.
No, he wants to do nation destroying, but not in the way I would do it.
But he did say he was going to go after ISIS, and so that, to me, meant that there wasn't going to be any peace.
Well, see, that would be good, because then the CIA would probably have a lower budget.
What do you mean?
Well, you would just have to defund ISIS to get...
Oh, I see. Right, because the ISIS... You're saying that the CIA is involved in backing ISIS.
From what I can tell, and if anybody knows more about this than me, that's fine, but from what I can tell, ISIS is a subsidiary of the CIA.
There's a strong argument for that, I would say, given that the CIA has certainly been involved in supporting other radical groups in the Middle East in the past.
There's also been some sort of strange evidence that's been put out there. I'm not ready to make this the same, draw the same conclusion, but there have been some strange pictures out there where, like, for instance, what are supposedly, ostensibly, members of ISIS in a praying, one would presume, towards Mecca, and they were doing it at a right angle. And that was the strangest thing.
They were doing it in different directions in one picture I saw, where there was, you know, multiple alleged ISIS participants facing in different directions.
Right.
They're all supposed to face Mecca, and they weren't.
Well, yeah, unless they were at some kind of weird angle towards Mecca. I'm not entirely sure. They could be at the corner of the mosque.
But in the same picture, they were facing different directions.
I know, it's really weird. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
In what would be clearly not devout Muslims.
Right. This is one of the basics that you face Mecca when you pray multiple times a day. When
you could get that picture from anywhere, but it was really strange to see it.
God wanted Muhammad to do 50 prayers per day, and he negotiated with God down to 5. So,
I've always heard 3.
I believe it was 5. I could be wrong about that, but you know, I did read the Quran and did some studying while I was in jail.
Maybe the Quran says 5, and then all the Muslims say 3, and people do the same thing with the Bible.
Could very well be. So anyway, from the start of his presidency, according to Glenn Greenwald at TheIntercept.com, Donald Trump's war on terror has entailed the seemingly indiscriminate slaughter of innocent people in the name of killing terrorists. In other words, Trump has escalated the 16-year-old core premise of America's foreign policy that it has the right to bomb any country in the world where people it regards as terrorists are found, and in doing so has fulfilled the warped campaign pledges that he repeatedly expressed. The most recent atrocity was the killing of as many as 200 Iraqi civilians from U.S. airstrikes this week in Mosul. That was preceded a few days earlier by the killing of dozens of Syrian civilians in Raqqa province when the U.S. targeted a school where people had taken refuge, which itself was preceded a week earlier by the U.S. destruction of a mosque near Aleppo that also killed dozens. I saw this. Trump's killing, his bombings represented in a meme, and I don't know if it was accurate, but it had pictures of Bush, Clinton, and Trump, and the picture of Bush said, I drone bombed people in the Middle East once every 50-something days. Mm-hmm. Obama was, I drone bombed once every 5-point-something days, and now apparently Trump's doing it like less than once every 2 days. So
I would expect the price and therefore availability of drones and bombs to go down.
But why? But the government's basically the exclusive buyer of it. That doesn't necessarily.
I'm not saying that they have a free market or even anything that actually is a market for those types of things.
Yeah.
They are kind of detached enough to where the people making them and selling them to the feds can develop, especially with new things like drones, can develop better and better technology that makes it cheaper.
That's true. Manufacturing could be more affordable. Maybe the government, since they're bombing more, is buying in bulk, and so they're getting a bulk discount or something like that. But anyway, back to the story here. So lots of bombings, lots of civilians perishing in these bombings. And one of Trump's first military actions was what can only be described as a massacre carried out by Navy SEALs, in which 30 Yemenis were killed. Among children killed was an 8-year-old American girl whose 16-year-old American brother was also killed by a drone under Obama. In sum, although precise numbers are difficult to obtain, there seems little question that the number of civilians being killed by the U.S. in Iraq and Syria, already quite high under Obama, has increased precipitously during the first 2 months of the Trump administration. Data compiled by the site Air Wars tells the story, and that is airwars.org.
Another misuse of the term precipitous. An increased precipitation falls, right? So it would be decreased precipitously. But that would be inaccurate, so increased, I don't know, vastly? Some other number, but precipitation and increases really don't have anything to do with each other.
You'll have to apply to be Glenn's editor,
yeah.
Mark. The number of civilians killed in Syria and Iraq began increasing in October under Obama, but has now skyrocketed in March under Trump. And he links to a chart from airwars.org/data, which shows the last basically 2.5 years worth of coalition airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. And shows that in March of this year, it's really jumped up. So January and February were, January was up a little bit from December, February down slightly from January. So Obama, Trump, for the last several months, were kind of similar. But then this month alone, which we're not even done with March yet at this point, looks like the number of deaths has more than doubled from last month. So lots of killings going on out there in the name of the so-called war on terror. The number of civilians killed has skyrocketed. What's particularly notable is that the number of airstrikes actually decreased in March with 1 week left, even as civilian deaths rose, strongly suggesting that the U.S. military has become even more reckless.
That's what it sounds like.
I would expect that, because early on when drones are new, you have all the people who enrolled into the military and into that program who might not be really into killing civilians, and then once drones are a few years old, you kind of weed those people out and get some better
sociopaths. You get the hardcore killers.
And then because missing on purpose is a thing. It's more of a thing when you have draftees, which I understand we don't have too many of anymore, or for the time being anymore. But, yeah, once you kind of make sure all you have left is sociopaths, then, or at least in that department, then it's your hit numbers.
You're much more efficient with killing innocent people in that way.
Well, All I can say is that it's pretty clear that the numbers have risen dramatically.
It's horrifying, and there's more to talk about here, so we're going to share that with you. Coming up, you can also share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Innocent people dying in bombing raids by the U.S. military and their coalition. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show as well. Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to try out the best pillow you'll probably ever use, you should try out MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, you get yours at half off or two for the price of one. It is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable, so you can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. It's a great product. I've been using it since early 2016, so just about a year, I think, at this point. And it's been great. It really has. Now, if for whatever reason you get MyPillow and you don't agree, that's okay. They've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So all you're really risking there is the price of shipping, because you'd have to pay to send it back to them. But they will give you your purchase price back if you don't like it. But obviously, they think that you're going to. That's why they're offering the money-back guarantee. That's why they're also putting a 10-year warranty behind the product, because they really do stand behind MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. That's code FTL. Like Free Talk Live, as we continue here talking about Trump and the terrible airstrikes that have been going on over in Iraq and Syria, where fewer strikes happened in the month of March thus far than happened in the month of February, but the number of people who perished in those strikes, many of them innocent people, has more than doubled. So there's a serious amount of, murder going on here. And, of course, they get to get away with it because, well, they're the government. And when they commit murder, then it's called a war or a police action or, you know,
whatever
euphemism they want to use. The story here is from TheIntercept.com. Glenn Greenwald reporting on the numbers, and he's using a website called Air Wars. That's where he's getting some of these statistics from, airwars.org, I believe it is. As we continue a little bit more about this, he says that the escalation of bombing and civilian deaths combined with the deployment by Trump of 500 ground troops into Syria beyond the troops that Obama had already deployed there has received remarkably little media attention. And we really haven't covered it. I mean, there's been some mention on this show that he's been escalating things over there, but this is really the first time we've dug into it.
Yeah, it's the first time. Yes, it's the first time. I've been seeing memes on Facebook is basically
right.
The only connection I've had with it. And I think a lot of people are just paying more attention to what's going on with the ACA or Obamacare than they are with what's going on, outside the country. I didn't expect Trump to be like this, but I guess I'm not surprised.
This is in part due to the standard indifference in U.S. discourse to killing or the U.S. killing of civilians compared to the language used when its enemies kill people. Compare the very muted and euphemistic tones used to report on Trump's escalations in Iraq and Syria to the frequent invocation of genocide and war crimes to denounce Russian killing of Syrian civilians. And he links to different news pieces that he's referring to there. And part of this lack of media attention is due to the Democrats' ongoing hunt for Russian infiltrators of Washington, which leaves little room for other matters. But what is becoming clear is that Trump is attempting to liberate the U.S. military from the minimal constraints that it observed in order to avoid massive civilian casualties. And this should surprise nobody. Trump explicitly and repeatedly vowed to do exactly this during his campaign. He constantly criticized Obama, who bombed 7 predominantly Muslim countries, for being weak in battling ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Trump regularly boasted that he would free the U.S. military from rules of engagement that he regarded as unduly hobbling them. He vowed to bring back torture and even to murder the family members of suspected terrorists, prompting patriotic commentators to naively insist that the U.S. military would refuse to follow his orders. Wouldn't that be nice if the U.S. military actually, individually made their own decisions about whether they're going to go along with this crap or not. But
well,
they're going to do what they're told.
Yeah, basically they go to the brig,
yeah.
And that's worth pointing out.
It's probably 0.01% of 1% of U.S. military members who have actually refused to obey orders they found illegal.
A lot of them would probably get reassigned, I think, is what they would choose to do, and do something that's sort of far less distasteful.
So, I'll get back to Glenn Greenwald here in a moment with more of this, but it's worth pointing out here that as Trump is going to continue this escalation, or if this escalation continues and more innocent people end up getting slaughtered in the Middle East, it's really only a matter of time before you see more terror strikes here in the United States. Now, you know, they can crank up their border patrol if they want to, but it's ultimately not going to put a stop to it. If they're killing innocent people, they are manufacturing new terrorists. That's a fact. It's called blowback. Ron Paul talked about it. You know, this is not something that you have to put a whole lot of thought into to figure out how this works, you know, because if somebody were to just try to put yourself in the shoes of any family members that might have survived these bombing raids, if you... you know, you're at work or something like that, and your family ends up getting, you know, extinguished, and you come home from work, you find a bombed out husk of a house and the corpses of your family members at
that point. How many Hollywood movies are like this? How many Hollywood movies have the protagonist who finds their wife and child killed, kidnapped, whatever it is that occurs to them, yeah, and they go on some kind of spree and they kill all the bad guys?
A bunch of them.
Yeah. I mean, Americans who refuse to believe that blowback's a thing are, they're just lie. I mean, it's amazing how well they can lie to themselves. I mean, you'll go and you'll slap your money down for these tickets, or at least you'll watch them at home sitting on your butt in front of your TV, but you can't believe that them brown folks in the Middle East, they ain't like us.
Well,
they ain't going to fight for their family.
I don't think that's a particularly good argument, because I don't believe that a lot of things are real that I might go see a movie about if it's entertaining. I don't go see movies for psychological information,
but it's about suspension of belief. So, if for instance, in a movie, you had the protagonist, you know, see their family get bombed, and he said, "Huh," and wandered off. Like, you would have a difficult time believing that, especially if they sort of built up that the guy loved his family or you know, the woman or whatever, and then they just wander off and do nothing. So movies, they have to define their own scenario and then work within the scenario. But you're going to have a very difficult time defining a scenario where people are going to be able to suspend belief surrounding, you know, somebody loving their family and fighting for them. I mean, that's a pretty basic storyline.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think that it's pretty obvious that people will do that, especially if, you know, if that happens in this, if it's kind of an isolated incident in the States or even most of the West, you might still have something to lose. A lot of these people don't. So you come home from work and everybody you love is dead, and if there's no work to go back to, a lot of the time, I mean, like, you know, what do you have to lose? Like, of course you're going to go to the States and kill as many people as you can on your way out.
Well, even if there is work to go back to, you might just go ahead and quit your job and or work just long enough to save up enough money to go in on some sort of suicide run. I mean, because if you have nothing else to live for, then every single thing that you do from that point forward can be focused on revenge.
Right.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So more about this here. Again, Trump promising in his campaign to escalate, and that's what he's doing. And there are going to be consequences for this. You know, I wish, you know, wish that there weren't going to be, but of course I wish he wasn't doing this in the first place. But that's what's likely going to happen. And hopefully you won't get caught up in it. 855-450-FREE. But we all could.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you may join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Airstrikes are up big time. Well, actually, the actual number of strikes is down somewhat from last month, but the number of civilian casualties, close to tripled. I mean, it's tremendous. So we've got the story here from TheIntercept.com. It's not good news. Coming from Glenn Greenwald. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I do want to let you know how you can get your web hosting done at half off. You join HostGator by going to HostGator.com/FTL. It's one of the top hosting companies out there. HostGator makes it easy. Maybe you haven't yet started your website. Or maybe you have a website and you want to move it to a new host. Check out HostGator at HostGator.com/FTL and get 50% off. That's 50% off of their regular hosting prices. You get a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They've also got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about, of course, anything you want to discuss so you can take control of the airwaves. But we're talking about what's happening over in Iraq and Syria and how Trump is ramping things up. I mean, Obama had already been ramping things up in the Middle East, but now Trump is trying to outdo him and killing more innocent people as a result of that. So, back to the story here. Trump's war frenzy reached its rhetorical peak of derangement in December of 2015 when he roared at a campaign rally that he would, quote, bomb the S out of ISIS, except he didn't censor himself, and then let its oil fields be taken by Exxon, whose CEO is now his Secretary of State. Wow, I didn't know that.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Trump can be criticized for many things, but a lack of clarity about his intended war on terror approach is not one of them. All along, Trump's solution, in quotes, to terrorism was as clear as it was simple, as Glenn Greenwald described it in September of 2016. On a tweet, he said, this is Greenwald from his own tweet, quote, Trump's anti-terror platform is explicitly, one, more bombing, two, Israel-style police profiling, and three, say, radical Islam. The clarity of Trump's intentions regarding the war on terror was often obfuscated by anti-Trump pundits due to a combination of confusion about and distortions of foreign policy doctrine. Trump explicitly ran as a non-interventionist, denouncing, for instance, U.S. regime change wars in Iraq, Libya, and Syria, even though at some points he expressed support for the first two. Many commentators confused non-interventionism with pacifism, leading many of them to this very day to ignorantly claim that Trump's escalated war on terror bombing is in conflict with his advocacy of non-interventionism. It is not. To the extent that Trump is guided by any sort of coherent ideological framework, he is rooted in the traditions of Charles Lindbergh and the free trade-hating, anti-immigration, uber-nationalist Pat Buchanan. Both Lindbergh and Buchanan were non-interventionists. Lindbergh was one of the earliest and loudest opponents of U.S. involvement in World War II, while Buchanan was scathing throughout all of 2002 about the neocon plan to invade Iraq. Despite being vehement non-interventionists, neither Lindbergh nor Buchanan were pacifists. Quite to the contrary, both believed that when the U.S. was genuinely threatened with attack or attacked, that it should use full and unrestrained force against its enemies. And what they opposed was not military force in general, but rather interventions geared toward a goal other than self-defense, such as changing other countries' governments, protecting foreigners from tyranny or violence or humanitarian wars. What the Lindbergh-Buchanan non-interventionism opposes is not war per se, but a specific type of war, namely those fought for reasons other than self-defense or direct U.S. interests, as was true of regime change efforts in Iraq, Libya, and Syria. Lindbergh opposed U.S. involvement in World War II on the ground that it was designed to help only the British and Jews, while Buchanan, on the eve of the Iraq invasion, attacked neocons who, quote, seek to ensnare our country in a series of wars that are not in America's interests, and who, quote, have alienated friends and allies from all over the Islamic and Western world through their arrogance, hubris, and bellicosity.
Yep, but I don't, hold on, how is he comparing Trump, a guy who wants war, to these two guys that generally don't want war? I just don't quite get where he's coming from on
this.
He's
saying Trump is rooted in their traditions. He's rooted in the beliefs of Lindbergh and Buchanan, pointing out that Trump has said he's against interventionism. And these two that he's talking about here, their philosophy is also
anti-interventionism. Isn't dropping bombs from remote control airplanes intervention?
Well, again, his excuse is that it's defending the United States from terror. That's
if you've got to fly your remote control airplane halfway around the world to drop your bomb, the chances are good you're not defending anything.
Look, I agree
with
you.
Sounds offensive to me.
I agree with what you're saying here, Mark. He's just comparing Trump's foreign policy platform to others, you know, who have expressed similar beliefs.
Okay.
That one should not get involved in nation building, that one should not get involved in other countries' wars, but if one is defending oneself, which is the excuse here, then go full force is the philosophy. So he's just kind of expanding on that. The anti-Semitism and white nationalism tradition of Lindbergh, the ideological precursor to Buchanan and then Trump, does not oppose war. It opposes military interventions in the affairs of other countries for reasons other than self-defense, i.e. the risking of American lives and resources for the benefits of others. Each time Trump drops another bomb, various pundits and other assorted Trump opponents smugly posit that his doing so is inconsistent with his touted non-interventionism. This is just ignorance of what those terms mean. By escalating violence against civilians, Trump is in fact doing exactly what he promised to do, and exactly what those who described his foreign policy as non-interventionist predicted that he would do, namely, limitlessly unleash the U.S. military when the claimed objective was the destruction of terrorists, while refusing to use the military for other ends such as regime change or humanitarianism. If one were to reduce this mentality to a motto, it could be fight fewer wars and for narrower reasons, but be more barbaric and criminal in prosecuting the ones that are fought.
I do kind of feel like if you're going to fight a war, that you should fight that war, like full force instead of screwing around. I feel like in many cases when it came to wars that the United States has fought post-World War II, that it has committed its military to winning, that there was, they were attempting strategic things and a variety of stuff, and at no point have they really fought their own war. They've been fighting other people's war, so they're trying to stay within constraints of the allies and all that other stuff that's gone on.
But that's easy to say when the other side, or the enemy, if you will, is easily defined.
Yes,
when they all wore uniforms for the most part, that was an easy thing
to do. When you start trying to fight ideologies with bombs, you're fighting terrorism, which, what are you going to overthrow every government on the face of the earth? That would be how you would fight terrorism.
Because governments are terrorists.
Do that, right. Yeah. So, when you're fighting abstract concepts, you can't really do that very efficiently with bombs and guns.
Yeah, you
when
can't
you're fighting
blow up
a particular
the idea.
Gang, whether that be Germany or Syria or whichever gang you're fighting, you can effectively destroy that gang, but that's not the goal. The goal is to drag it out forever.
Which is, for the government's perspective, a good thing, because the war on terror can go on forever.
Well,
as you're
saying, the war on terror is basically misnamed. So a war, in its most narrow definition, is a conflict of nations, right? I mean, you can use the term to describe everything. I could have, a war on...
Well, there's a war on drugs.
Right. Well, I could have a war on anything, right? A war on grass. I'm going to mow all the grass. But that's not really a war. A war is a conflict of nations. And we haven't had one of those in a long time. So what you're doing is you're using a machete to do scalpel work. And the military really isn't an organization that's cut out for what they're using it for.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're welcome to join us here. A few more thoughts on Trump, and then we'll talk about something more domestic, the police. And Damo Freeman will be weighing in. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A+ rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're talking about Donald Trump ramping up the war against innocent people. You know, they're calling it a war on terror, but when you pretty much indiscriminately drop bombs on populated areas with the supposed idea of targeting terrorists, well, you're going to end up getting civilians. And they've been killing a lot of civilians in just the last 3 or 4 weeks alone. Nearly tripling the number of civilian deaths compared to just last month. And last month in January, we're pretty much sort of on par with December and November. So it looked like he was maybe continuing in the tradition of Obama's bombings, but it seems that he is escalating them as well. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So you can join us. 855-453 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on this show, talking about the ideas of liberty and peace on a seven-night-a-week live basis on the radio from coast to coast. Well, if you like that, then please get behind the show as an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. That money is money that we invest into this show to help get on more radio stations. We don't buy time. That would be way too expensive. We would probably barely be able to afford one radio station for the amount of money that we get every month from the AMP program. So what we do is we pitch the show. We try to get added based on the merits of Free Talk Live, based on the fact that hopefully we're an entertaining show. And
it's worked 150-plus stations, right?
And that does help. It helps to have a stable of good stations that we can show and say, hey, look, we've been doing this since 2004 in syndication, and here's all of our wonderful radio affiliates. That makes it easier for a station that's never heard of us to take us seriously and look at the show. So right now, your $5 a month that you can contribute to the AMP program is actually, in my opinion, more effective than it was, say, 10 years ago. We started the AMP program in 2005, and we didn't have more than probably five radio stations back then. So it was harder to market Free Talk Live. So your $5 a month actually is going further, and it still just costs you $5 a month. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. You can get the access to the perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, and more. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Donald Trump and the bombing raids in Iraq and Syria. And as Glenn Greenwald is pointing out here, he's doing what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to amp this up. He said he was not going to do nation building, not going to get involved in other countries' conflicts, but he did say he was going to go after ISIS, and that's supposedly what he believes he's doing here. Unfortunately, he's killing innocent people.
He does not believe. He's not the smartest person in the world. He's not stupid enough to actually believe that.
To believe that he's only killing ISIS, you mean?
Or to believe that that's what his goal is, even. I mean,
what do you think the goal is, then?
What could the goal be besides?
There's a couple of goals. You want to, you know, kind of inflate the stock of these, I don't know, war corporations, whatever you want to call
them. The military-industrial complex.
Yeah, and
you could just drop bombs in the desert, though, right? Whoops, missed.
Well, that's a lot harder to justify to Congress when you come out and tell them you need another $20 million to get your friends
see
over.
If you dropped every other bomb in the desert, you'd double the cost.
I mean, you still have to have a war going on to, I mean, Congress
might
not know how many bombs a war requires, but you have to have at least one going on to say, oh, I'm dropping them over there, even if you're really dropping them in the desert or hiding them in the back room or whatever the case may be. And then scaring people is a really good way to get them to do things. So Federal Reserve notes aren't really worth anything inherently. So if you want people to give you oil for them, then you have to give them a reason. And usually the reason is, because if you don't, I'm going to bomb you a lot. And then just having a war going on.
That's not how money works. I mean, you know, Federal Reserve, the government doesn't have to threaten me to take Federal Reserve notes.
No, but they have to threaten Middle Eastern country. You also don't have oil fields.
It's true. But I do have something valuable, which is my labor and my time and my attention. And
they do threaten people for their labor. I mean, that's what taxes
labor,
are.
But right? Not for Federal Reserve notes. I willingly trade.
No, you take Federal Reserve notes.
Right. I willingly take Federal Reserve notes in exchange for something that's valuable to me.
Right, but you're not an entire country with your own currency.
Yeah, but their currencies aren't the world's reserve currency, and people aren't, if you try to go to Great Britain and sell your, oil, and you want to do it in dinars, Great Britain's not going to do that, but other countries will be like, hey, look, you know, we can agree on this currency, which is the dollar. It's the world reserve currency. That's because people can agree that it's valuable. And I would say that, yes, the U.S. military can protect the interests of the country, thus driving up the value of the dollar. But, I don't think that people are, we're not holding them hostage and shoving dollars in their hands and taking their oil.
Well, I mean, they are kind of taking their oil.
They have done that.
They've taken oil, certainly.
Yeah. And apparently the CEO of Exxon or something like that, according to Glenn Greenwald, which, you know, I haven't paid close attention to who he's been appointing, but apparently somebody from Exxon is now his Secretary of State. So that's a conflict of interest. Anyway,
yes.
Going on here,
Rex Tillerson.
Trump's campaign pledges regarding Syria and now his actions there illustrate this point very clearly. This is, by the way, Glenn Greenwald at TheIntercept.com. Trump never advocated a cessation of military force in Syria, and as the above video demonstrates, he advocated the opposite, an escalation of military force in Syria and Iraq in the name of fighting ISIS and al-Qaeda. Indeed, Trump's desire to cooperate with Russia in Syria was based on a desire to maximize the potency of bombing there, just as it was true of Obama's attempt to forge a bombing partnership with Putin in Syria. What Trump opposed was the CIA's years-long policy of spending billions of dollars to arm anti-Assad rebels, which was a policy that Hillary Clinton and her key advisors wanted to escalate, on the ground that the U.S. has no interest in removing Assad. That is the fundamental difference between non-interventionism and pacifism that many pundits are either unaware of or are deliberately conflating in order to prove their own vindication about Trump's foreign policy. Nothing Trump has done thus far is remotely inconsistent with the non-interventionism he embraced during the campaign, unless one confuses non-interventionism with opposition to the use of military force. Trump's reckless killing of civilians in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen is many things: barbaric, amoral, and criminal. It is also...
Well, it's not amoral. It's immoral.
What's the difference?
Well, amoral is without moral.
Chocolate ice cream is amoral. It is neither good nor evil.
Oh. Okay. Good point. It is
unless
also
a person is allergic to chocolate ice cream, in which case giving it to them is immoral.
Right, but you know, chocolate ice cream is still amoral.
It is also ironically likely to strengthen support for the very groups, and this is what we touched on earlier, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, that he claims to want to defeat. Given that nothing drives support for those groups like U.S. slaughter of civilians, perhaps the only competitor in helping these groups is another Trump specialty, driving a wedge between Muslims and the West. But what Trump's actions are not is a departure from what he said he would do, nor are they inconsistent with the predictions of those who described his foreign policy approach as non-interventionist. To the contrary, the dark savagery guiding U.S. military conduct in that region is precisely what Trump expressly promised his supporters that he would usher in.
I get what he's saying, but non-interventionalism isn't probably the best word for that. Bombing someone is definitely an intervention on what they were going to do that day. But I understand the difference between bombing people and going in and trying to, you know, CIA-style prop up
nation build.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's using non-interventionism in under the idea that to intervene in some other nation's conflict, right? So
it's still intervention in the nation's conflict. I mean, they're you know, you're flying your remote control airplanes around Syria, dropping bombs. You're intervening in Russia and Syria's conflict, right?
Yeah, but it's not, well, okay, so are they going after the Syrian military, or are they going after the so-called terrorists in Syria?
What does it say?
The target is, you know, so-called terrorists. They're bombing civilians here. They're not fighting with the military.
All right, but it's still intervening. So if you were, I don't know, keeping a cop in your bedroom and, you know, keeping him there and protecting him, and I broke into your house to come kill the cop, then that's still an intervention in your house.
I agree with you, but the excuse is the reason why you broke in to kill the cop was because he came and killed your family earlier.
Right, but it's still...
So you're just trying to finish... You're just trying to finish your conflict, right?
But I'm still intervening in your house if I was to do that.
I don't understand how you can possibly... This doesn't sound like intervention to you, to intervene.
One of the most dramatic interventions you can possibly make is bombing someone.
Right, I got to say that this is
intervention. No, I understand what y'all are saying, and I understand what he's saying. I think you guys are just kind of looking at it in, you know, from a different perspective.
Yeah, I mean, he's not entangling in domestic policy, which I think is what they mean, but he's definitely intervening.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Coming up here, we're going to talk about the police, and you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.